We continue our learning and halacha series for a complete, speedy recovery, return of our boys. Kilad Michal ben Bat Galim, Yaakov Naftali ben Rachel Devora, Eil ben Iris Shushra. Shem should send them back to their mothers very, very soon, and we should sing Halal V'Hoidar to the Rebbeinu Shalom on the great Tova of bringing back the Pituya Hashem. We chose again a random tshuva question, very interesting. We took from the new chelak of Tshuvas V'Hanagos of Rav Sternbach, the Goyin Av Beis Din of the Eidei Charedas. And we'll quote some other pieces as well based on the following real statement. Tshuvas V'Hanagos is a little bit different than the typical shaila of tshuvas because there's no actual shaila that's asked over here. But here's what Rav Sternbach has to say. This is in the new chelik, as I said. Chelik Vav Simon Chav Zayin. Kishem Shemes Pa'alim B'tzibor She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'us Tfilas Rabim. So we know that when we're davening with together with the Tzibor, the Ribbono Shelom promised us that our tefillah is enu maos. Hu adin sheroy lishtadel lichapes lispalu beis kanesos or beis medrash shesher sham kedushas v'imkeim hatefillah mekuvas yoter. And this he marshals the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos tells us on daf vav, Tanya. The Gemara says a number of different important statements. Abba ben Yaman Omer ain't filas shel Adam nishmes el bebeis kaneses shenemar lishmor el arino v'yela tefila makom rino sham tiye tefila. And we know the Gemara continues. The Gemara says Omer bin bar Rav Ada Omer Rav Yitzchak minayin shekotish baruch moitzi v'beis kaneses shenemar lakim nitzo bedatzel Uminaim le asarim spalim shashchina imahem shenemar elokim nitzav yadatel. It's the same idea by learning as well. The different dargos it says in Perkei Avos of learning, and even biyachidus Rabbanu Shalom is there, but certainly ten there is seemingly a higher level of kedusha because of the fact that there is a minyan. And as the Gemara continues, as we just said, as well. Rashi comments over here, the Shmuel Arena, the Tefillah Beis Knesset, Shasham, Omri Matzibor, Shiros, Vitishpachos, Beni'imo, Bakol Arev. So, and how do we know? Admosai Le'eda Hazu. Admosai Le'eda Hazu, of course, a reference to the Eda that's described in Bamidbar Yudalid, and of course over there is coming from this week's parsha. Coming week's parsha is last week's parsha, I should say, in Parsha Shlach, is this line of the Eda Hazu, the Ma Eda Hazu. So says Rav Sternbach. Rav Sternbach continues. Rav Sternbach says the following. So if we know this is true, so it's Pashit. Seemingly doesn't need to be explained. Of course, you should daven in a shul. It's better to daven in a shul. You should make sure to daven in a minyan dafka that's in a shul and a base medrash. V'zeo kavanas chazal b'mesha omru she'asidim beis kenesu she'b'chutzla v'kuvo be'eretz Yisrael. That what will happen in Mirtz Hashem is all the beautiful shuls that are in Chutz La'aretz will pick up and will move to Eretz Yisrael. She'en kavana. So according to Rav Sternbach, it's not that physically the actual shul will move, but that the Shor Shechina, the Shechina's place will move. Quotes here on the, as a side note, when I go back and I say yes, the Kedusha's Chamura, of a Be'emes Kol Adam Shalom Eru Mispalo Afilu Be'beis Mit Kadesh Beito, that we know that we can make our own homes into a mikdash ma'at by learning there. Shadavar Kedusha Eino Pokea Laom Asid Lavo Nikva Kedusha Zu Bebeitem Sheba Eretz Yisrael Nimsha Sheba Chutz Laaretz Shem Beitem Lasid Lavo Eretz Yisrael. He says the same idea would apply to the homes of people who live in Chutz Laaretz. The Asidim, that not the physical homes will pick up again, but the Shechina B'Shoira, the fact that that's a place of tefillah, of learning, so that's a very, very important place. The Shir Shona, certainly just Kipashtas, the Gemara in Kedushin, that the Shir Shona, that the Shechina is Shoira in a home, that Ishvi Ben B'Ish Ishto, there's Shalom Bayis. So also that's what the Kavana is. We know, of course, that there are many halachas about when it comes to shuls, what is allowed to be done there or not, and selling them, and so on and so forth. There's here from Rav Schechter. Rav Schechter brings this point that in America it's a little bit easier, where you could build shuls al tanai, which would allow in certain cases, Rachman al-Assan, where a shul has to be sold. But also as far as what happens within the shul itself. I know my Rebbe of Aaron Salvich was very makbid that a shul is a shul and only a shul, meaning nothing else should happen in that place. We know that we have a dispensation for a bris milah, but other types of activities, even including a wedding, so we know that the shuls are built out tonight so they could have weddings. It just wasn't, in other places it wasn't feasible, so they did it in the shul. And the question is, other types of events within a shul, even like board meetings or things of the nature, whether or not that's appropriate. So again, this might be totally on what we said here. Whereas in Eretz Yisrael, we're not built out tonight, and all the shuls have this Kedusha level. So it's based, of course, on this idea as well. V'imkein, roi lizayir, gam b'chutz laaretz, lispal v'beis kenesu v'beis medrashos, afshe kedusha, tigo mishum, right? Then we know that it will be mafkir, and it will come to Eretz Yisrael. Onam b'zeh yesh lakal yoter, aval b'Eretz Yisrael, shekedush yisraelis li olamim, kim mikdash, v'adai li'inyin lispal v'beis kenesu v'beis medrash, yesh b'kedusha chamura b'makam, v'isa nafke misham la'olam. So in Eretz Yisrael, especially when we know that the Kedusha level is so high because they'll never leave, it's going to stay in the same place. La Osid Lavo, when Mashiach comes speedily in our day, so Mashiach is going to be right around the corner. So in Eretz Yisrael, he's going to be here, and the shuls are going to stay the shuls. What will happen, according to Rav Sternbach, is that the shuls will not actually physically move from America. But the Shechina will be Shara. Others say no. Physically, there'll be beautiful shuls as the shuls that are in America as well. I just wanted to point out, Rav Adi Yosef has a tshuva in the Chelek Gimel of Yechabadas in Simon Mem Gimel, where just parenthetically the question was about the minhag of the Sfardim that's based on the Shulchan Aruch to wake up very early to say Slichos from Rosh Chodesh Elul. What happens if in a shul where there's no minyan, right? They all come at 5 o'clock in the morning, and boom, there's no minyan. So he marshals the Gemara that we just quoted. Say, afal pi shamru chazal. The Gemara in Bracha says, "Shakolish baruch hu moitzi beis kadosh nemar kimitas el." Gemara in Daf Vav. So the in Cain gam kishe ena sar lechor yesh makom lahatir. Maybe lomar slichos belashon arami. Olam hadaver barush yesh dargot rabot. This is very interesting that the Rav Adya teaches us that there are different levels of the Shechina being Shoyre in a Makom, and maybe that's true. What we learned that yes, the Shoyre Shechina in someone's home, but not on the same level, of course, as a Shul. And therefore, when there's not a minyan, so yes, there's a Shechina there, but it's not on the same level. And he marshals the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chaf Aleph, Shechisru Shechina Beveis Hamikdash Hasheni Bevadash. The Kavanah isn't that there was no Shechina, but it was diminished a bit. It was dimmed a bit. And the Gemara says, how can you say, because the Gemara says on Daf Samach Beis, Amid Beis, Shechina Shora Beveis Hamedrash Li Olam Olamim. Beveis Hamikdash, sorry, Beolam Olamim, Shenemar, Yeinechu Li Beisham, Kol Ayamim. Funny. The Rambam says as well, Shechina Beis Hamikdash, Eina Betela Liolam, that's the Rambam in Hilchas Beis Hamikdash. The Perek Vav says this as well. The Midrash brings us, he says as well. Okay, so we see that the Shechina is Shoira, but maybe not in the same way. And therefore, there's no question that because the level of the Shechina is higher in a shul, certainly a shul with a minyan, so there should be no question that a person should daven in a shul. Continues Rav
Sturmbach, and he says
the following. So, he says, if you look in my tshuvas, my first tshuvas in Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf, Nun Zayin, Biar Tele Inyon She Duvurei Kedusha Shel HaTorah VeHaTfila Nivaalim BeKotlei HaBayit She Kamo She Midaber Lashon Hara Rachmana Litzlan Onsho Sheiye Neged Tzaras VeBeitov VeTzarach, right? That if there would be in the time of Etam the Nira She Ha the have a piv osir neval be kriyas abayis be ki rota abayis. Sorry, mida toiva meruba kisha adam is paul omer beito nivla kedusha be bayis ad shenichshav ke ein miktash mat kavuchomer beis kneshes. Right, that we can make our own houses into this miktash mat through learning and through davening as well. Okay, this is true. In fact, we look at the tshuva itself. So there. Again, in Chelek Aleph, Tshuva Zayin. Okay. Rav Sturmbach there discusses in a short Tshuva in Kuf Nun Zayin this inyun of the Kedusha of Beit Knesset. I think it's Kedai just to look over this Tshuva. So he says like this. Chazal Omru, Atim Beis HaKnesset She B'chutz La'azaz La'akor La'eretz Yisrael V'nira Kavana. As we just said, ein eitz l'bazim rakadusha she'en ha'mekam shema ha'mokam b'tor v'tfilah shel b'toch avni ha'mokam. It's not the avonim, but it's the fact that the shechina shara. So the davar hu she moitzim b'mesora. So as we said, that we learn this in the parsha of Metzora, with someone who speaks lashon hara in the bayis negabatim. However, he says, so this we all said already. Omnam kal b'chomer beis hakenes kenesios beis medrashim miuchalim legedusha gam b'chutz laris hakedusha sheres liolamim ulasidim le'akel eretz Yisrael ma'atam gufa ma'al legedol lispal b'makam kadosh tahinam yuchad l'torah tefilah shekedusha nevelos bebinyan. But when you built it, b'shem utfaras for kedushas tefilah, kedushas of Torah, so that's the places that we should be davening. Not in just a home which has all the other things as well. Uzehu ma sheshamati b'shem hagoyin haadmar haraam alter. The Admar Migor, the Ger Rebbe says, la'achar hashoah. The Jews of Europe, the Yehud Misfard, come over Morocco, over Tunisia, af she'anatim yimach shemam shayu shama. Nitsa alu kula perish shemishum shalom edabrim betfilo etzal svart. This is an often quoted, not just by the Ger Rebbe, but others quote that the reason why the Moroccans and the Tunisians were saved, even though, of course, the Nazis Yimach Shemam wanted to conquer the entire world, is because they are so machbit not to talk during tefillah. L'chein kedushas beis kenesios me'atzor shelahem merubah ma'od, he says. Ubezchutam nitzal kol ha'yehudim shema. Ma'she'en kein nitzal ashkenazim oy. Davon aseinu harabim. L'chein amru, the Gemara says, in Erevin adaf memches kol bayi shenim shenish Ma'imbo, divrei Torah belaila, shuv eno necharev. Zakami nechrav. Mi'idachmu, Gemara in Sanhedrin also said this in Samach Beis, kol bayis she'en nish ma'imbo, divrei Torah belaila, eishachoto, rachman on son. Shrei divrei Torah hein, that's what. Okay, so we see that the Kedusha, and this makes sense in what we saw in the idea of different types of Kedushos. This is what Rav Avadya, I think, was machadish, based on the Gemaras that he saw, about that just because it has a level, high level of Gemara, and Dafov says that it's a high level of Kedusha, but with a minyan is even a higher level. And there are different levels of a Kedusha of Shechira, Shechora. So when a Shechina is Shechora in a home, that is true, there's no question about it. And when we talk learning at night, so that brings tremendous nachas to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and einu nechra. And the opposite is true as well. But something that's kulush kedusha,
And the Kedusha level seemingly is not only established through just saying this is a Makom Tefillin davening there, but a place that you go all the time and everybody knows, still there's no talking, it's just about Tefillin, nothing else is going on. That is a very, very holy place. And therefore ends Rav Shtormbach, again, we're still in now the Tshuva Aleph, Umoitzi Tvarenu Nirish and Ma'ala Gedolis Pal Bemogum Shemis Palum Longdum Tamit, Shekdusha Rab Nisher Shema, Ukein Beis Hamedish Shechina Shor Shama, Aval Hoychim Lis Palum Makoimis, Beis Vadu Kadoma Kagon Liyamim Naroim, Ma'abdim Ma'ala Gedolis Palo Bemogum Gedusha Dafka Lachain, No Hadavar. Excuse me, by Likvoa Shir Torah or Kol Beis Medrash Kein Lasar, but Lanim Shemoisivim Lavakim Kedusha Mal Yisera. Right. So, what happens in a place where they want to establish a minyan for Yom Ha'Arayim? So, even a good reason, let's say Baruch Hashem, you have a shul where they can't fit all the people that want to daven, so they rent out a hall instead, so that everybody can daven comfortably. So, seemingly, you're losing that Kedusha level of that wonderful shul. Hi, it's not possible. So he says, okay, so at least there should be some learning that goes on there. That it's not just the davening there, that we infuse some sort of Kedusha there, so it has that Kedusha of the Bakum. Okay, now let's go back to our Tshuva in Tshuva's Vanagas in our Nurachimah. So continues Rav Shtormbach and says as follows. So he said that Ubizman Achon Moshim Shemis Palim. So we see the following thing: Shemis Palim B'Shtiblach Minyan Acher Minyan B'Kama Chedarim Ubuvam Chedarim Ein Aron Kodesh. Right. So in Eretz Yisrael, and I know certainly in America as well, you have these type of Shtiblach, where it's a minyan factory, as it's called. Every single room, another room here, there, and there's all these different rooms, right? And in fact, there's signs here in Ramat Beit Shemesh. You have such a place where it's not only where you have a minyan every 5 minutes every year. It's a minyan aleph, minyan bed. Maybe there's 5, 6, 7 different rooms where people are davening. Some of those rooms, it's not feasible to have an Aron Kodesh in every room. They take it out from there. They don't have a... So he asked, what about the Shtiblach? But Kamachadarim, Barovah Ein Sefer Torah. Rak B'Shein V'Chamishi, they bring a Sefer Torah to it. L'cheder K'dei L'Krois V'Achachach Machzir Sefer Nivra. Shevebeis K'desh V'Shiyeh Sham Sefer Torah B'Mokom HaKodesh. Yosef Beis Kedesh Hashem Pol Sefer Torah, it seems to be Pasha. They should daven in a place that has a Sefer Torah over a place that doesn't have a Sefer Torah. In Kein Nimso She Tefilah Shel Mula Yosef. Ukidit. So we see this by Tachanun as well. This isn't necessarily completely true, with all due respect. We see that Rav Shlomo Zalman Albrecht writes in Elicha Shlomo, I believe the Ish Yisrael also has this quoted, the idea that if it's in the same, let's say for example, you have this happen a lot, that if the Torah has to be put into a safe, right, or maybe even in many shuls. So you have, let's say, the base medrash minyan, and you have the main shul minyan. So the main shul is a big safe in it, and that's where all the Torahs are kept. Sheni v'chamishi, they take it out of there, and they move it right next door, there's a base medrash. But it's not practical to keep it in that Aron Kodesh, because it's not safe. So they do that. So still says Rosh Hashanah, you could still noiflim lapineim. You still do the actual tachnon of the filas apayim. Why? Because of the fact that there is a Torah in the room, in the next room, they're under the same roof, and that would be mutter. Okay, fine. So Shtorbach says, but that shows that there is a kedusha level that is different. V'chein royal is pal v'makom sheish b'sefer Torah lid roish Hashem v'makom shemotz yoser. Fine. He says it's better that they should try to actually put a Sefer Torah in every single room in the Shtiblach. He says, Zoichem l'spal b'makom kodesh. V'gam, nitzolon, mi iser tiltol Sefer Torah. This is something that is also often quoted, this inyon of tiltol Sefer Torah. Well, Zorach is a good question about if that's allowed to be done, different hetanim that we have for Beis Ovel and other places. Mi'chedu b'chedu shel das ha'gra hi iser gomor u'zachus gedola hi l'mi she'mezakeh ha'rabim l'fazer kaspo al dor zeh. They should have, so you should be in every single room, should have an Aron Kodesh with a Sefer Torah. V'im hadavar efshar roi b'yoyser livchor makom tefila b'makom shalomdim sham Torah kol hayom. So he has another chiddush that's better to daven in the base medrash davka, that they learn there all the time. Because the shechina shayra, every second there's learning going on. Kmosha bi'arna apoyskim shem mitzvah litzkoa liyad habima kisha sefta mura munach aleha sheschus hatayra misaito ve'od b'makom shalomdim bo Torah kedushato rabba ma'od. They had tefillah nishmeres yoter. Very beautiful idea, says Rav Sternbach, that's the reason why we dafka blow shofar in a place where the shechina is shaira. Dafka, what does that mean? Because that is where kriyas haTorah is done. We do it dafka on the beam itself. One would think that maybe we should do it where the person is actually davening, which is usually not the beam itself. In fact, we dafka lahalacha show a difference by certain tefillos we actually do on the bima to show that it's not really part. This is one of the ideas possibly why we do lechadodi. So Kabbalah Shabbos has said on the bima itself and not in the place that we normally daven, you know, the shtender that's closer to the Aron Kodesh. Maybe because to show the hevdel that it's not really part of the tefillah itself. Maybe. There are some shuls where practically it just doesn't make sense not to have it there. And they daven by the bima, just because practically people can listen more. But we dafka blow the shofar, says Rosh Tarbach, by the Sefer Torahs, as he says, because the zchus of the Torah is going to help in the blowing of the shofar. Okay. Then he quotes a tshuva from the Sheol, the tshuva is Divrei Chaim, the Sanze Rebbe. And he says like this. Sounds already is Mesik the Shtibaloch Shel Chasidim ain't Bahem Kedusha La Sorbo Achil Vishtila. He's Machadish that in a Shtibal you could eat. We know that there is a huge difference between the Kedusha of a base Knesset and the Kedusha of a base Medrash. Because of the base Medrash, learning is going on all the time, and therefore we are Kal Yoser. There is a bit of a Kula there because of the fact that again, this is Torah is being learned the whole time, so it's not practical for a person to. So we allow eating there, we allow certain forms of sleeping there. However, when it comes to a shul, none of that is allowed. Eating, drinking is not allowed. Again, this goes back to the original question, really, of the tanai that's done. So maybe it would be mutter in certain cases. Again, as I pointed, Varen Salvage, who seemed to be very machmir, and said that he didn't think it was appropriate. Again, a person has to appreciate that if you're going to be accepting this tanai, which most shuls certainly do, because they want to do other events there, you're basically making a statement that our kedusha level is not the same. Again, I like this chiddush of Rav Avad Yosef, because with that chiddush, you're able to develop an idea that says that, no, chas v'shalom, I'm not saying that there's no shechina here, chas v'shalom, at all. We're saying that I recognize the fact that we're building on tonight because we have no choice, because in the shul we have to do things. And again, there could be a very practical reason. The shul is the place that you could hold 500 people, and there's no other room that you could hold 500 people. So you need to have an event. Okay, so this is where we're going to have this event. It's not chas v'shalom, a bizoyon to the Torah. I'm not sure. Sometimes you have an event and it's a bizoyon. So they say, okay, so cover the Aron Kodesh. I don't know if that helps. But when you have such a kedusha level and you establish, okay, so it's diminished, but not that there's no shechina there. Shaira. So too. So says the Sanze Rebbe in the Divrei Chaim that in a shtibol, the Chasidim are noyeg that that's a place of shtia and achila. Okay. Nimsho shem maspidim kach al ma'ala satafila b'makom kodosh mikol makom yesh lomar sheulai b'shvil sheyesh bo tzorich b'kach v'haynu sheyeye lahem kesher haduk im ha'admar. Right, so what's the question we're asking over here? How come in their shuls, which aren't necessarily bati midrashers, let's say, you're allowed to have the tishes and give out food and eat food? It's a shul. How's that mutter? So he said that maybe it's makom tzarech. He says this is not the Divrei Chaim. That Rav Sternbach says a makom tzarech, so they could have this kesher with the Rebbe, and that's the way they're makasher them. So maybe that's mutter. It's not the same just stam eating. Okay, maybe there is a difference. Maybe that is true. There's a difference between stam eating and this type of eating. I wonder if we would then say that the Vashul never would dream that food, but Shalshus, they have a Shalshus. So they had the Sibur, they know that there's a Shasat Chak, because the Sibur maybe won't eat in that way when Shabbos is over at 5 o'clock. So maybe that's a little bit hetter as well. Rav Sternbach concludes and says in a bracketed note, Umotze biyam noroim shi efshal la'asos b'beis kinesas minyu nosap livatikon lachein shochim oilam lispala bo kivasikin omnam yesh lida shekamosh yesh ma'al b'minyan sheshoriba oilam b'nei shehu b'zman vatikin kamokein yesh gam ma'al b'minyan b'beis kinesas she'inu zman vatikin b'nei shehu tefilas b'makum kodesh. Very, very interesting question he asked, and that is, a person should, even though it's vatikin, and we know that even if a person accepts upon himself vatikin all the time, he's allowed to daven biyachidos, if that is his minhag to always daven, and he misses, he's going to miss a minyan or whatever reason, so it's better for him to daven biyachidos than to daven with a minyan later on, if that's what his established minhag is. The question that we have to ask is as follows. Person should is going to do that, so he should still go after davening in a base Knesset as opposed to davening in a non-base Knesset. Why? Because here it's much, much better, because as we said, there's a higher level of the Shekhinah. Now we already know that just in general there are many, many halachas that the Shulchan Aruch quotes about Kedusha's basic Knesset, of what a person is allowed to do and what a person can't do. In all of Kufn and Aleph, we have these halachas of Kedusha's basic Knesset. And the base Medrash, right? Ein nogim bo kalas rosh, kegon tzchok, right? Sicha betela, vein oichlin vesoshin bahem, vein mit takshtin bahem, velo mitan bahem, velo nichnasim bahem, bachama, vnei achama. Of course we know the Gemara, v'tamit rechachamim, right? Matirim le'echol lishtos behem mitchok. So again, v'yeshomim beis medrash elu lechok shari. Fine. So this, as we said, is already well codified that the halachas are very clear that we allow this type of heter for beis medrashos, but not in the halacha continues of what you can do again in a shul and what is clearly going to be usher in a shul. No cheshbonos can be done. Ela im kein hashol mitzvah, right? If kubas taka can be done, ein masidim bo ve'ein bayim hefsin, right? The im kein yiyah hespeh la'achem gedolei ha'ir shebenei ha'ir va'ulimut. Again, so we see this all played out in different ways. And the Shulchan Aruch continues in that yesh omrim shema sheshinu b'kedushas basic mik. Midrashot wrote a lomar shall rabim the mir of the base Knesset avol yochel hakovei the midrashot the baseo tzoch in kedusha kol kach, not the same kedusha as he could have based on his house itself. So again, we see that a person has to be very careful. And in fact, in Yud Aleph, this is the halacha in b'shas binyan base Knesset, you make a tenai itinu olav lishtames muter lishtames, but you're allowed to for different reasons itself. This heter, as we said, only applies to Chutz La'aretz, not in Eretz Yisrael. Again, there is no question that the Siman Kuf Nun Aleph, a person has to be very, very careful about the Kedusha level and the things that not to be done. That is very, very clear in itself. Certainly no question to that. That's the first opinion. The other idea I wanted to just point out is the interesting machlokes about this kedusha level itself. In Parshas Bechukos in Torah's Kahanim, we see that there is a plukta gedola that when it says v'hish mito et mikdashechem, the rabot beit kinesios is about to midrashos. So there is a plukta gedola. If you look at the Piskei Tshuvos, he brings down a whole list over there of what the Kedusha level is that Min HaTorah or not? And in fact, the Yerayim quotes that it's Min HaTorah itself. And he writes, Beyiras me'alo me'loheich tziva b'hachnis odom la'miktosh o la'beis kinesis o la'beis ha'medrash eichu enim b'forish b'mikro p'yushas chazal. So he says, according to the Arayim, that it's meforish min haTorah. Ech al kolpanim hiskin l'gedolei achronim. That Maribe Rav says this. The ma'isa shekedushas beis kinesis beis medrash is only meridonim. But again, just to see that there is this havamina to say this is unbelievable. That it's a havamina to say this. That iser min d'oraisa, right, for a person to be mezalzo on this kedusha. There is a nice question that's also discussed. You could look at, and the Prima Gadam discusses this and others, on a number of Shailos HaTshuvos about the Kedusha level of the Ezras Nashim. So again, this could be, again, this idea that Rav Avadya said, that it's not that there's no Kedusha level, but it's on a lower level. And therefore, it's possible, as the Prima Gadam says, that Kedusha is Pachos Mi'at. If the Im Loimdim Sham Torah, right, people dafka use as an lashem. So okay, so there's certainly an inyan of kedusha itself. The bottom line is that we have to be very careful. Just although on one hand is the shechina so high, as this tshuva was explaining to us, of davening in a base knesset, and that's what would be and is preferred. A person should be careful of what he does in a base medrash or base knesset. It doesn't matter whether or not it is one of built on a Tanai or not, a person has to be very, very careful. This is especially important for Bnei Yeshiva, right? Our boys from Leib HaTorah. So we always have to know what we are doing in a base medrash. So oftentimes, you want it to be a comfortable place on one hand, but certain types of chatter is not appropriate. A person, many have said this, a person has to do something, emergency, whatever it is. So the question is, should he be doing that in the base medrash? He gets a phone call, so he should be on the phone, and this is a good question. Should he be answering emails and the like? Appears to be that this is something, I think, Pashut, that it should not be done. Okay, so what we've seen is, I think, a very interesting question, a question that's important, that we should certainly concentrate on. Again, I'm trying to do things that in some way connect to our missing boys. So as we continue to daven and we continue to learn, so we see that there is a special mila to do that in a shul, to say tehillim, to go to a shul to say that tehillim, to do learning dafka in the base medrash together with many, many different people. I'll just end off with maybe two stories. So one story is, I remember when I was a bit younger, so I had a chavrusa with one of my old friends, and we were learning in a certain base medrash. And to our surprise, there was nobody there except the rav of the shul, which in that case happened to be an admar. He was a rav, he was a chassidish rebbe, and he was actually supposed to be giving daf yomi. And unfortunately, nobody showed up, but he was very, very honest. He stayed the entire time waiting for somebody to show up. And we were sitting and learning there. So a very comfortable place to learn. So afterwards, he came up to us and he said, boys, it's been a pleasure learning together with you. Okay. But this is the sinyon. It's in the base medrash. The shinur shayra. So everybody that learns adds to that. And my final story is that I had this chus once. I always say of learning together with Rav Shmuel Auerbach. I was in the base medrash in Shari Chesed of the Gra, and Baruch Hashem, I had some time to learn a number of years ago. I found myself there. I was actually on a business trip, and I said, "Great, I'll sit and learn the base medrash." And I took some svarim and I sat down. And I started learning, and I saw an elderly man sitting next to me, beautiful, learning, singing, and learning. And I turned and I looked and I said, that looks like Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. I had known already Rosh Shlomo Zalman was not around for many years. And I realized, of course, I was sitting at the same table as Rav Shmuel Auerbach Shlita. I didn't go up to him and say, it's been a pleasure learning with you. I didn't think that was appropriate. But we should understand that when we are continuing in our efforts, and there are many efforts, and certainly Tefillin Torah is one, and we continue to daven for our dear brothers, that they come home, Gilad Michal ben Bat Kalim, and Yaakov Naftali ben Rachel Devorah and Eyal, ben iris trusha, we should have in mind, of course, this wonderful inyan, the kedusha of the Beis Knesses, of going out and davening davken shuls and batei midrashos, davening and calling out to Hashem because his shechina shoyre there. We should, of course, always make our homes a place of that as well, and we should continue in our learning and our good deeds and our good acts. It has to be a meilas yosha to the Rabbanu Sha'olam up in Shemayim. We should be zoicha to only hear besoiris toivos, and I should be zoicha to give a shir of halav v'hoidah to the Rabbanu Sha'olam very, very soon. Amen.